This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated a host of development projects in Haryana on the occasion of birth anniversary of the architect of the Constitution, Babasaheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. He laid the foundation stone for the third unit of 800 megawatt at Deen Bandhu Chotiram Thermal Power Plant in Yamunanagar, which will be built at a cost of 8,469 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for a Gobar Dhan plant in Yamunanagar worth 90 crore rupees and inaugurated the Rewari bypass built at a cost of 1,069 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing the vision of Babasaheb Ambedkar. He highlighted Babasaheb's belief that industrial development is a pathway to social justice.
Bharat mein audyogikaran ki disha mein Babasaheb ne desh ke pehle udyog mantri Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee ke saath milkar kaam kiya tha. Audyogikaran aur manufacturing ke talmel ko Dinbandhu Chaudhary Chotu Ram ji ne bhi गांव की समृद्धि का आधार माना था.
Supreme Court Justice B.R. Gawai has said that the Constitution has stood the test of time and made the country strong, stable and united. He was speaking at the first Dr. Ambedkar Memorial Lecture organized at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Justice Gawai said in the past years, the country faced various external aggressions and internal disturbances. Yet it remained united and strong, with the constitution being amended from time to time to adapt to the changing needs. QNU Labs, one of the startups selected by the Department of Science and Technology, DST, under the National Quantum Mission, has launched world's first and unique platform, QShield. It empowers enterprises to protect their critical infrastructure. It also enables seamless cryptography management across any environment, including cloud, on-premises or hybrid, on the occasion of World Quantum Day today. The sixth edition of the National Highway Excellence Awards 2023 will be held today in New Delhi, aiming to encourage innovative practices and recognize professionals for their excellence in national highway development. The awards serve as a platform to celebrate outstanding achievements in the national highway infrastructure sector. It honors both individuals and stakeholders for their contributions to the construction and maintenance of high-performing highway assets across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, a massive fire broke out on the second floor of Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow, causing panic among patients and hospital staff. Several fire brigade vehicles were rushed to the spot and fire was doused off last night. Following the incident, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak arrived at the hospital. He informed that 200 patients were rescued safely and shifted to other hospitals.
Lok Bandhu Hospital में तृतीय तल पर धुआं देखा गया था. उसके बाद मरीजों को शिफ्ट करना प्रारंभ किया गया. सभी मरीजों को रेस्क्यू कर लिया गया. लगभग 200 मरीज थे और कोई हताहत नहीं हुआ है.
Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident. The second round of talks between the United States and Iran on Tehran's nuclear program is expected to be held in Rome on Saturday. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani announced that Rome has agreed to host the meeting following requests from negotiating parties and Oman, which is acting as a mediator. Tajani made the announcement during a visit to Japan. However, there has been no official confirmation of the venue from either Iran or the US. In IPL, T20 Chennai Super Kings ended their five-match losing streak with a five-wicket win over the host Lucknow Super Giants at the Ekana Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 167, Chennai got off to a solid start with the opening pair Rajan Ravindra and Rashid Sheikh putting together a 50-run partnership. Shivam Dubey contributed 43 of 37 balls. Skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni's blistering knock off 26 of just 11 deliveries that powered Chennai past the finish line in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.